The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again spoke in reply to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. During seminary formation, a priest was entrusted with all of us to help assist us for marriage preparation. And I'll never forget one of his examples. He said that on occasion when he had a young couple who was already physically intimate, and they seemed excessively caught up in it, and, you know, they're both very attractive and rather infatuated with one another, he would use an example, and he would speak specifically to the young man, and he would say, "Can I ask you a question? If a month after your marriage, your wife was hit by a car and thrown 40 feet, and her face scraped along the ground, and for the rest of her life she was disfigured, she would never look like she looks right now, and she became paralyzed from the waist down, and you could not have physical intimacy with her, would you still want to marry her? Would you still go forward with this wedding?" And he said there were times when the young man would break off the engagement. And the reason I use that example is because the primary imagery used in sacred scripture for the union between the human soul and God is one of marriage. We are invited to the wedding feast. God speaks of us as brides to his son, both men and women, that we are called to be espoused to Christ, every single one of us. And oftentimes we can't enter into that imagery because in a sexually saturated culture, we immediately think the height of marriage is physical union. But that's not the height of marriage. The two become one, and physical intimacy is an expression of that. But the reality is, a married couple, the union, the deepest union, is of heart and mind and soul. And that's the union that ought to increase all the days of their life. So even when physical intimacy is reduced, or even on occasion it ceases, it does not take away from that union between husband and wife. And every single one of us, we are called to have our souls espoused to Jesus Christ. I remember a young woman. She had been in the convent for a year, and she discerned that she was called to married life. Well, she gets married, she has their first child, and she came to me for spiritual direction. She said, "Father, you know, I'm really struggling in my relationship with Christ. When I was in the convent, I would speak to him as my spouse, as the one whom he had called to be engaged to him, and I was preparing for my wedding day. Now that I'm married, what do I do? How do I relate to him?" And I said, in the exact same way that you related to him when you were in the convent, you are still called to be a spouse to him. Yes, it'll be more difficult in the world to have that focus, right? It's easier when you don't have a spouse, when you live in a convent. But every single married person ought to come to the point where that's how they speak to our Lord. St. Bernard, and I close with this, St. Bernard of Clairvaux wrote a beautiful work on the Song of Songs. And he focuses on two lines. One of their very first lines, where the human soul says to God, "Oh, that you would kiss me with the kisses of your mouth." And where the human soul says to God, "I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine." My brothers and sisters, can you say that to our Lord Jesus Christ in a spiritual way? He calls you to that. He invites you to that. He wants to be the spouse of your soul.